I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, October 15th. For decades, Regulus had astronomers fooled. The star is bright, hot, and blue, an indication that it was quite young. Most estimates put its age at no more than 100 million years, about 2% the age of the Sun. Instead, it's at least a billion years old. But like a vampire, it's been rejuvenated by taking the life's blood of a companion, making it look much younger. The star we see as Regulus is about 4 times the size and mass of the Sun, and more than 300 times brighter. A few decades ago, astronomers discovered its companion, a dead star known as a white dwarf. The two stars are so close together that the corpse was hidden in the glare of the bright star. The presence of the companion means the system has to be at least a billion years old, old enough for the companion to evolve to its present state. As it evolved, it puffed up. Gas flowed from its surface over to the other star. That made the star we see today much bigger and heavier. It also made the star hotter, which made it bluer. Hot blue stars usually are quite young. So astronomers were fooled into thinking that bright Regulus was still a youngster, not an older star that's been rejuvenated. Look for Regulus close to the moon at dawn tomorrow. The distance between them will narrow as you move westward. They'll be especially close as seen from Alaska or Hawaii. You can find out about McDonald Observatory visitor programs at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.